Hello, I'm Annie Musu, a certified EFT tapping master practitioner. I help women build confidence, set boundaries, and enjoy healthy relationships. Welcome to my podcast, Hush Your Mind, building a better relationship with yourself. On this show, I offer practical wisdom to help you clear fears, limiting beliefs, and trauma so that you can gracefully create a life you love. Thanks for joining me in episode number 72 of my podcast, Hush Your Mind, Building a Better Relationship with Yourself. It's easy to overlook our sexuality in this bustling world. When we already have full lives, there's little room to deeply connect with ourselves. Because embracing our sexuality is about so much more than having sex. It's about knowing ourselves, noticing our senses, and becoming present. My erotic awakening has taught me how to tap into my innate power and creativity. Our joy and pleasure are our birthright. That's why in today's podcast episode, I'm excited to welcome Iva Veazey. She's a certified sexologist and sex coach, member of the American Board of Sexologists, and creator of the Designing Pleasure card deck. Her unique approach combines her background in music therapy and tarot to enrich the coaching process. Iva's approach is a transformative, holistic journey that acknowledges how deeply sex and intimacy are woven into the fabric of our being. You can learn about her online and in-person sessions or book a free discovery call via her website or Instagram. The links are in the show notes. Here's what we discussed in our chat. Why is it important to embrace our sexuality? What kinds of issues do people come to you with? And what are a few easy ways to connect with our sexuality, with or without a partner? We hope this conversation will inspire you to acknowledge the importance of your sexuality and deepen your relationship with your whole self. Enjoy. Hi, Iva. It's an absolute delight to have you. Thanks for being here with us.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Annie. I love your work so much. So it's great to sit and talk with you today.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. So let's just dive in. I'm curious what you have to say as far as embracing our sexuality, because this is something that comes up time and time again with my clients is we want to improve our sex lives, but we just don't know how. We just don't have the time for it. We don't think about it because we have so many things going on. So why is it important to embrace our sexuality?
Well, it's a part of who we are. I know for a long time, I've been a part of the holistic health community. And the biggest gap from what I can see has been people don't talk about your sexual selves. They talk about your spiritual selves. They talk about your physical bodies, you know, the somatic work and emotional healing, and they just don't seem to want to go below the waist.
You know? Right. They just skip over it.
Absolutely. Mm. And it weaves into everything else that we have. And it strengthens us. That awareness, just like awareness of your body, so important to go into the body, to understand the body, strengthens us and brings us to greater health and greater satisfaction. Nowadays, it's such a modern thing to be preoccupied. What's on the television screen and what kind of wine am I going to have for dinner? And, you know, substances and viewing and all these things from outside ourselves to just absorb, push a button, get instant gratification. People that feel tuned out from their sexual selves can possibly be a bit disembodied because of these things. It's really quite common. People don't think of it because it's just, oh, it's natural. You know, I'm on social media 3 hours a day. I'll offer you a challenge to anybody out there that feels cut off. Measure approximately how much time you spend on social media or drinking wine or anything, your feel-good place from outside stuff, and cut that in half. Use that extra time to focus on your sexuality. Now, that could be your own physical body. That could be standing in front of a mirror and looking at your body instead of ignoring your body. It can be going out on a date with your partner. Anything that, you know, the things we used to do when we first got together, you know, when you first got together with your partner, and you spent time in a restaurant or time on a park bench or time in the woods together. It's good to start there. That's not the whole solution, but that's a good place to start. It's just talking to your partner and exploring your body. There's a really good book called The Woman's Anatomy of Arousal by Sherry Winston. Read a few pages of that book and work with it. You know, sometimes it's good to have someone to help you walk through that stuff because it's not familiar. If you're over 50, there's a great book actually called The Ultimate Guide to Sex Over 50. Joan, the author, just really does a great job of helping all of us to realize that, you know, sex doesn't stop at 40 or 50 or 60 or 70. I mean, she's like, here's why your body's changing. Here's how your body's changing. And you can still have fun.
Yeah, I think that's really the sticking point is how do we make it a priority in our lives? So I'm always wondering how other people do it because for a long time, didn't think it was important, my sexuality. I thought I could just charge on in life. And I did not think it would impact everything I do. Like now I'm on the other side. I see how it's part of my confidence and part of who I am and feeling aligned with myself, feeling aligned with my own power. And so how can people begin to really see if they don't know, if you don't go down that route, how do you even know that that's the missing piece?
Yes. I'm going to play the devil's advocate here and say why we don't know. And that's called very lacking sex education. Our education systems in most parts of the world are very lacking in teaching intimacy and teaching variety. I know a lot of people, you know, they get the banana and the condom over the banana and they know the penis goes in the vagina. And that's all they get. It's like, you're just supposed to get with your partner, get married, whatever it is that you do. And it's supposed to just work out without the communication to say, well, maybe I like this instead of that today. And maybe you like this and maybe I'm not sure of it. So let's talk about how to negotiate that. I created a card deck specifically for that. It helps to open up the conversation. It's like a game where there's, you know, there's a set of rules at the beginning, but then you've got a whole set of cards that cover various topics. There's the topic of love right there. you know, there's all kinds of things, lick, flirt, there's passion, there's different talking points, things to think about, and a little bit of kinky stuff in there just to try something new. If you've never tried stuff like that, that can be a little intimidating, but sensation play can really wake up your ability to communicate with your partner, your ability to have sensations, not just in the genitals, but other parts of the body as well. You may discover that there's another part of your body that turns you on, might be your toes, you know?
Right.
A lot of people don't think about that.
I love that you created that deck. I can imagine how it would ease people into the conversation, make it more fun, more like a game, more laid back and accessible. Yeah, so I'm curious, what kind of issues people come to you with?
Pain during sex is fairly common. Sometimes that has to do with lack of arousal. You know, for a woman, there's a certain expansion and lubrication and stuff in the vagina that occurs during arousal. And if there's not enough foreplay, if something hormonally is going on, there's a lot of reasons, it can be very painful. Some women have a very small vagina. They might be partnered with somebody who's very large. It's possible to get comfortable with that, with dilators and various things. But one thing that's particularly fun for a lot of people, it's a bumper. You can get as many as you need to snap them together. They can be inserted at the base of the penis.
So Iva's holding up some, they're like silicone, or what are they made out of?
They're medical grade silicone and they're
Okay.
called onuts. They look like little donuts that slide over the penis and they make the penis shorter if that's
Okay.
more comfortable.
I love that there's all kinds of tools and toys, and the world of sex is really fascinating, how people have found ways to adapt to their needs and desires. So wonderful. Thanks for sharing that, Iva. Any other issues, or what else comes up for women specifically?
A lot of women start to feel like they're not sexy anymore. And I think that ties into what I was talking to earlier, is we're so involved with screens and things that kind of take us away from our bodies. It's good to just do exercises that you're more aware of your body. How many people have taken a mirror and looked at their genitals all the way under? And looked at everything and opened everything up. Where's my clitoris? How big is my inner labia? It's a good time to bring up lube as well. If you're going to explore your body, lube is a great thing. It's funny to me that some people are very self-conscious about using lube, as if somehow that's a symbol that says you're old. But honestly, there are 22-year-olds that benefit from lube. To really appreciate your body, just to touch it, it's more comfortable.
I think it's a shame that we don't know every part of our bodies. That's the no-go zone down there. It's the shadows. It's what we've casted away. We're all on our paths of self-discovery, self-love. It's just one other aspect of ourselves that we must learn how to integrate so that we feel fully aligned with ourselves. I love what you're suggesting, just some very simple, easy ways to start to improve how we relate to ourselves in our whole selves, not just our genitals. So anything we reject about ourselves, we're gonna have to integrate one day or another.
Absolutely. All of these things really can tie together. One of the things I know that you work with a lot is shame. That's a really big one. And that, of course, leads to people pleasing. Just not wanting to displease someone else. You go along, even though your body is very uncomfortable, your mind's very uncomfortable with a sexual request from somebody that you totally love, trust, and adore. It's still easy to kind of hide behind that shame and just go along with whatever. Because your body, over time, it's like you keep doing it, and your body's like, uh-uh, no, something's not right. Pay attention to your body.
Yeah, our body remembers. Our body knows that we have boundaries and we're not respecting them, or we're feeling like something's off and we don't trust ourselves enough, and it's just creating more unsafety within ourselves.
One of the things that I really appreciate is holistic life navigations. One of the things that they recommend is hugging a pillow and just hug. Eventually you look around the room and you realize, oh, I'm safe. Everything's okay. Especially when you're by yourself and you have those moments of just panic or you've been triggered. Hugging a pillow. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, you're sending your body the signal that you're safe and okay right here and now, and it's not being pulled into the past or into the future. Yeah, that's wonderful. So simple. Yeah, so from what I'm hearing and learning also on my own is that to embrace our sexuality, we can start with simply being more present in our bodies and becoming aware of how we're feeling in certain situations or with certain people, or of the sensual side of things, like when we bite an apple and we just really enjoy the juices flowing in our mouth. That's like the baby step way in for a lot of people, it seems like. It can be walking in the woods and really taking in the sights and enjoying the change in seasons or something.
One of the things I use in my practice is tarot. The cards talk about the four elements. So, you're talking about the earth element, going out in nature, really grounding. And then, there's cups, which represent water, which represent your emotions. And that's another way to tune into yourself is, sit by a lake. The wands are fire. How do we utilize our fire to move forward, to create our career and even to initiate a new relationship?
That's so beautiful. Thank you, Iva. Very accessible and easy tips there for anyone who wants to embrace their sexuality. How can we connect with you?
Well, I have a website, which is just my name.com, IVAVEAZ as in Zorro, EY.com. I'm also on Instagram, just IVA.VEAZEY. Those are the easiest places to message me or see what's going on. I do have a free discovery call you can book on my website. So come on over.
I'll put the links in the show notes. Thank you so much, Iva, for your time. It was a pleasure chatting with you. Thank you for sharing your wisdom with my community.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I love your podcast. This is great. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of Hush Your Mind. I'm currently offering free EFT tapping sessions in exchange for a short interview. Book your session at hushyourmind.com/interview and get a free EFT meditation and guide for people pleasing. The links are in the show notes. May you have the courage to love and accept yourself. Be well and take care.